Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 29th of April 2024. Today's topic is Burn the Bridge Behind You. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 9 verses 57 through 62. And it came to pass that, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Verse 58. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plough, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Key verse. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plough, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. George Washington, the first president of the United States from 1789 to 1797, was during his time faced with a difficult battle. As he and his troops approached the battlefield, they had to cross over a bridge. One of his officers came to him and asked whether or not to burn the bridge behind them, as it was a practice to burn bridges as they crossed over them to prevent the enemy from getting to them. It is also to prevent fearful soldiers from running away from the battle when it became too hot to handle. The great General Washington looked toward the battle, then looked back where they had come from, then back toward the battle, and then gave his answer, burn the bridge, either victory or death. In our Bible passage, Jesus warns that if anyone puts his hand on the plough and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. The race to heaven is a serious one and requires focus and determination. Do not be like Lot's wife that looked back and became a pillar of salt. The temptation will be there to look back, but you can ask for grace to resist the devil and then take away those things that you know will draw you back. Prayer for today. I have put my hands on the plough. I pray for grace not to look back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading. 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 19 through 21. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.